When I turned 50, I thought that I'd do the right thing and go along and have a mammogram. And I went along and did that. And a few days later, I got a call from the centre saying that I needed to come in and have a biopsy to check things out. And then I ended up going in and having some surgery, and they couldn't find a margin, so I ended up having a mastectomy on one side, and it was pretty difficult to deal with. Later in the year, I'm around chemo. I had long hair. My hair fell out, so I got into hats. I decided I wasn't going to wear a wig, I'd get into hats. So I had people giving me hats of all sizes and shapes and descriptions, and you know, some of them fun, and some of them just sort of nice hats. So I wore hats for quite a while. Ollie even did a photo shoot of me with all my different hats and doing different things, so that was quite amusing. That was pretty difficult through all that time. You don't quite believe it's happening to yourself. Then I found out about family history of cancer in my family and discovered there was quite a few relatives, close enough relatives to matter, that had breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and prostate cancer, which they tend to sort of, they're starting to put together now. And because of that, and because of the fact that some of them died young, the genetic people made some recommendations that I have the other side off. So I had the other side off, and it was just as well because the cells had started changing and I was one step away from cancerous on the other side. So then I got over that surgery, so that was the third one, and I decided I'd have some implants because of the ovarian cancer and they're linked with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So I ended up having a complete hysterectomy earlier this year. But now things are looking really good, and as far as the cancer is concerned.
When you were going through that stage, how did you confront that? Because it must have almost felt like your body was turning against you, that every next step you'd take, something else would come up.
It was an incredible challenge to me. At times I got very bogged down. I was on antidepressants, and I still am, to help keep going. My husband and son were incredibly supportive, and they had their up and down moments too. But Ollie started getting into his painting. He'd done bits and pieces before, and he was brought up in a family where art was a really prominent thing in their lives. So he started getting into his painting. That helped him deal with all the horrible stuff that was happening around him. My son's a musician, and he's started getting more into his songwriting and that. Wrote quite a number of songs over that period. As for myself, to start with, I couldn't really do anything much. I was pretty overwhelmed by the whole thing. And then Ollie exhibited a couple of times, and he put some things down at the Teacher Gully Library, and he said, "Why don't you put some of your photos in?" So I put some of my photos in and sold quite a few, and I thought, "Oh, this is good. I should get back into my photography," because I had decided to pack up my darkroom because I started having issues with the chemicals. And I was thinking, now what am I going to do? Because part of the fun of it was to go into the darkroom and just watch things come up in front of you and the developer, and the excitement of that happening that really grabbed me. So I decided I needed to go digital. And not being real good with computers, it's been a sharp learning curve, and I'm still learning. Need to use a tripod a lot more, so I'm not a bit more shaky than I used to be.
Did you find when you started doing the photography again, obviously you were really in the thick of where your surgeries were going and your treatments and things like that, Was it for you what they describe as almost a diversionary treatment, that it took your mind away from what was happening and gave you some kind of escape?
I think so, because I was concentrating on doing something else for the time that I was doing that, and taking photos and sometimes feeling like throwing the camera over the cliff or something, but it was a lot of help. And also seeing Ollie getting so much into his artwork was inspiring for me as well, because he started developing his skills. And I've got little booklets full of ideas of things I want to do, but and I guess that kept me going a bit in a way too, I think, sort of working out ideas and putting them down on paper of art ideas that I want to do in the future, but haven't had the energy or the time to this point to do those things.
Is it interesting when you look back at it now that you've had to go through, I suppose, something as awful as the cancer, that you've, the multiple ones that you have gone through, and look at your life prior to that event and then look at it now? How much of a step is that for you? Have you literally stopped and smelled the flowers for the first time in your life?
I guess I lived pretty full pace and pretty full on. After Simon went back to school, I went back and did part-time teaching, and then bringing up a son. There just wasn't a lot of time outside school that I had to do the things I liked, the artworks and the craftworks and all the rest of it, and my photography. And I found it very, very hard to slow down and to listen to my body rather than just do things because I wanted to do them. And sometimes I learnt the hard way that I had to slow down. I guess I get more enjoyment from a lot of things now that I didn't before. More enjoyment of just doing simple things, going for a walk, and I don't know, I'll go up to a tree, you know, I'll look at the colours and the patterns in the tree and notice things that I never noticed before, that everyone usually walks past or drives past. I guess some of my photos are what appear to be mundane things, like a pipe coming out of some cement in front of a wall or something. But I start getting drawn into who put that pipe there, you know, what is it for, and how long has it been there, and isn't it interesting the way it was made, and look at the wall behind it, and the textures and the patterns in the wall. And I get lost in that sort of thing now, which has really just been mindful, I suppose, and enjoying the moment rather than rushing past.
Now that you've had the enforced tranquility almost of it, you're about to start rushing around again by the looks of it with an expose.
Well, the exhibition we've been planning it since last year, and we booked it in at the Golden Grove Arts Centre. It's given me a goal, it's given me something to focus on, and although there have been times when I've thought, oh, why did I ever say I'd do this? It is pretty exciting.
Is it almost like a storm that's created a rainbow for you at the end of it?
I think in many ways, yes. It's been like I've realised that you don't ever know what's around the corner, so if you want to do something, do it now.
One of the amazing things that you'll get the chance to, obviously all good things coming together and working in for you, is that you're going to try and introduce this for other people that are going through similar circumstances as well.
Well, what I'm hoping to do is to start a couple of groups out in the Teacher Gully area, because I found when I was going through treatment and everything, I just did not have the energy to get myself to the city or to the cancer care or to the cancer council to do the programs and things that they were running. I just physically couldn't do it. I didn't have the energy, or sometimes I couldn't drive. So I began thinking it would be really good if there was something for people out in this area. And having taught art a lot in schools, I thought, well, I've got heaps of resources that I can use, And I've done a whole lot of different sorts of art and craft over the years. I was really into mosaics for a while, till my hands started playing. I guess I have teaching skills there, and I thought, well, if I can use them to help other people just get away from things and have a bit of fun, it would be a help to them not have to travel so far. And for kids, I've just got plenty of information from art teaching from school. I'm looking forward to that. There's possibilities of being able to use some council facilities to run something. I'm looking to start with to do something for adults and something for children. I guess I have to be a bit cautious that I don't take on too much and also get other people to support me in my ideas. Basically, all we really need to do is cover the cost of materials. Going through cancer can often be a very expensive thing to do. There's a whole lot of extra things that you don't really realise. And I want to be able to offer something to people that isn't going to cost a lot. There's also a government grant, a possibility of that through ABAF. If I can raise a certain amount of money, they'll match that and support the project. But I have to go through all the process of applying and all the rest of that, which I can't really think about right now, with the exhibition starting next week.